104.9.
This is Eric Reichards from First Bank Hampton. It's the perfect time to start planning for the upcoming season, and we are here to help you grow. With our range of agricultural loans, you can get the resources you need, whether it's new equipment, seed, or operating capital. Our experienced team understands the challenges you face, and we offer flexible solutions tailored to your operation. Reach out to us today to discuss how we can support your farm this year. Call 641-456-4793 or stop by First Bank Hampton. Let's make this season a successful one with our lenders on your side. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
This afternoon, we are joined by Leon Keener with the Franklin County Arts Council. The reason we're bringing him on here today, coming up here this week, later this week, is the Northern Festival of Bands at UNI in Cedar Falls. That's a big concert that goes on. It features a lot of musicians from the high school level, things like that, students, we should say. There's different bands that will perform during that late week, weekend, if you will. Leon, thanks a lot for joining us here today.
Yeah, it's just a pleasure to come and talk to you about this nice event that we have coming up.
And it's by coincidence, we should say, we were talking about a different interview down the road, but we'll get this one done too here, I guess, Leon. I kind of wanted to start with this. I was reading some of this Northern Festival of Bands. You're obviously heavily involved with music. Everyone knows your time at HD, but can you kind of explain what the Northern Festival of Bands is?
Yeah, the Northern Festival of Bands is an honor band festival held at the University of Northern Iowa. Probably about 50 to 60 schools will submit students to be selected. They're from Iowa, some from Minnesota, some from Wisconsin. And each of the band directors gets a chance to submit students for this honor band. Right now, they send in a taped audition, and then the students are selected. Now they have just three bands at the festival. One band is made up mostly of freshman, sophomore students, and that's the band I'll be directing. And then there's kind of a band more like sophomore, juniors, maybe a few seniors that another director will be directing. And then the top ensemble is a little smaller, very, very select. And they usually bring in a director from Europe or from a foreign country and to come in and direct that ensemble.
So you talked about it's 50 to 60 schools, and there's a lot of students that are with this. How is it determined which students take part in this?
What they do is there'll be a selection committee from University of Northern Iowa. They'll sit down, look at the resumes of the students, listen to the recordings of the students, and then select the ones that they feel will be the best fit. A lot of it is, but they want to make sure that every school that submits someone to be in the ensemble, that someone gets selected. So there'll be students from very small schools, and there'll be students from very large schools all playing in the ensemble. My group will run about 70 to 80 students. One of the other ensembles will be similar. The top ensemble will probably be around 50 to 60 students. It's very select.
Okay. And so you said area schools and all that. Is that, that's not just conclusive to Iowa, you said, right?
There's right. There'll be some students, some from Minnesota and some from Wisconsin as well.
All right, very good. You're joined by Leon Keener with the Franklin County Arts Council. Again, he's one of the guest conductors and the Northern Festival Bands at UNI here coming up this week. That's the 12th of the 14th. So I said you're a guest conductor, so this ain't every year you do this, but how is it determined? You were saying off air they've had guest conductors from Greece. This year I read the press release. One's from Finland. Obviously,
yes.
You're taking part. So how is that determined too, I guess?
Yeah, it's upon invitation of the head director at the University of Northern Iowa. So he will go through and invite, sometimes it's Iowa teachers, sometimes it's teachers from other states, and then international conductors will come in as well. So I've been fortunate. I think this is the fourth time I've been asked to direct, and it's really fun because since I am a graduate, both bachelor's and master's degrees from University of Northern Iowa, it's fun to go back to my alma mater and direct. All the years I was at Hampton-Dumont High School, I always had my students, Hampton Dumont students, play at this. And even when I was in college, I worked at the festival. So it's kind of like, it's just a full circle moment. In fact, I get to go back to the very stage that I played on when I was in college and get to direct an ensemble on that stage. So it's really fun. It's a great event. It's organized really well. We come in Thursday afternoon. We rehearse 2 hours on Thursday afternoon. We rehearse Friday during the day and in the evening. But the students get a chance. It's not just rehearsals. They get a chance to listen to university ensembles, like small groups. They have master classes with specialists on all the instruments. And we have some fun things, too, for the students to do. And then the concert is on Saturday, the 14th at 2 o'clock in Gallagher Bluedorn Performing Arts Center on the UNI campus. So it's a fun event. For all my students, it was their favorite honor band that they went to, just because they get a lot of variety.
So my next question was how the festival runs. So you said Thursday and Friday is about the only practice time that you get
and,
with the
and
students?
Saturday morning as well, which is really nice, because normally when you do an honor band, you maybe get a half a day, maybe 4 to 5 hours to put on a concert, where here you get, you know, you have several days of rehearsal. So it really gives you a chance to pick some more challenging music. And it also takes a little bit of the pressure off. You don't have to teach quite as quickly, because normally you're in there and you have 3 or 4 hours, and then you've got to have a concert ready to go with students that have never played together before. The one thing that helps too is I get to select the music. And since I've done it several times, you kind of know where the ability level is, so that you have an idea, okay, I think this would work. But you get an opportunity to select. I selected 5 pieces, but you can do 4 if you want. You know, it's just kind of, sometimes you go in and you may have, the students will learn quicker than what you thought they will, or it may take a little longer. So it's nice to have that flexibility. But like I said, it's really fun to pick music for the ensemble.
It's interesting how you pick that, too, because you're dealing with high school students, but 9th or 10th grade more for you, right?
Right, yeah. Mine will be, you know, just freshmen and sophomores. Sometimes I've done honor bands for as young as 5th graders, you know, which is an event, you know, just because, you know, they know very few notes and short attention spans. But no, it's really fun, and you tend to get, like, the top kids from each school, and that makes a difference, too, because you know that they're going to be really motivated students.
Again, the Northern Festival of Bands, an annual weekend wind band festival for high school band students. As Leon said, students from about 50 to 60 schools, not just in Iowa, but Minnesota and Wisconsin as well, represented there. Again, we're joined by Leon Keener with the Franklin County Arts Council, one of a few guest conductors during the Northern Festival of Bands, February 12th to the 14th at UNI. The concert, of course, like you said, Gallagher Bluedorn on Saturday night. And Leon, anything else you'd like to add? As kind of the accidental interview of the day here for me.
No, it's just really fun. I think it's really fun to represent the Hampton Dumont, you know, community, having taught here for a really, really long time. And it's fun, too, because we have Hampton Dumont students that will be at the Honor Band Festival. And a lot of my friends' students will be there as well. I have a lot of, you know, band director friends, having taught in Iowa my whole career. You just know there's a lot of people that you connect with. So it's really fun to come back to your alma mater and get a chance to see a lot of your former band director friends and work with their students.
It's quite an honor. Like we said, another guest conductor is from Helsinki, Finland. So get you an idea of how big this festival is. And Leon, thanks a lot for stopping by, and we'll talk to you here down the road.
Excellent. It's been a pleasure.
All right, Leon Keener, today's guest on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the Next Gen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Hi, this is Teresa Fielding with First Bank Hampton. We have the perfect tool to kick off your New Year's resolutions. Start fresh and reach your financial goals with Insights, the free budgeting tool available exclusively for customers in digital banking. Insights help you track your spending, set budgets, and stay motivated all year long. Take control of your finances. Try First Bank Hampton's digital banking and activate Insights today. Your resolutions deserve support, and we're here to help. Make this your best year yet with Insights. Member FDIC.